This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. U.S. auto sales dropped by more than 41% in February to the lowest level in almost three decades as deepening economic uncertainty drove Americans away from big purchases. General Motors Corporation led the sinking industry lower with a 53% drop in sales. The results mark the 16th consecutive month that sales of autos have dropped in the U.S. Japanese automakers fared only slightly better with sale drops of 37% for Toyota Motors and Nissan and 38% at Honda Motor Company. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now trading at 68.23, is up 97 points. The NASDAQ at 1346 is up almost 26, and the S&P 500 is at 707.5, and it's up 11.35 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March 10th. That's less than a week away for the 2009 All-Day Agriculture Outlook Meeting. Full details are on our website at WILLAG.org. No events registration is required. $16 is the fee. For that, you get the meeting as well as a continental breakfast and a lunch at the Beef House. Thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting, the Andersons, DTN, AgriGold Hybrids, ADM Investment Services, and LNM Commodities. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Wednesday morning in Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:48, up 9 1/4 on the open. May, 5:55, up 9 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5:07, up 16 3/4 on the open. May, 5:12, up 10 1/4. July, 5:21, up 7 1/4 on the open. March corn opened at 350, up 6 1/2 on the open. May, 356, up 5. July, 366, up 6 1/4. September, 376 1/4, up 7 3/4. December, 387 1/2, up 6 3/4. March of 2010, 401 1/4, up 8 1/2. And July of 2010, 418, up 12 1/4 on the open. May soybeans open at 870, up 16 1/2 on the open. July, 868, up 16 3/4. August, 854 1/2, up 20 1/4. November, 808, up 16 3/4. January, 819, up 18 1/4 on the open. May soybean meal open at 269.50, up 480 on the open. May soybean oil open at 31.10, up 68 on the open. April live cattle open at 85.25, up 102 1/2 on the open. March feeders, 93.55, up 157 1/2. April lean hogs, 61.80, up 95. And March bellies, 78.50, up 200 on the open. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
What has put some pip and zip into the marketplace today?
Well, it started last night with the Chinese and Japanese stock markets rallying. And it was basically signs that the Chinese economy is starting to pick up. Crude oil rallied, the Japanese stock market, and then it kind of spilled over in the U.S. The market in the U.S. is basically almost a type A recession going on to a depression. But when values get cheap enough, the junk man came in and started buying. But the rally was really based on strength in the overseas markets. We are going to see a report this morning on acreage from Informa. Dan Bassey has characterized the grain markets. They're being traded like the equities market. If the stocks go down, corn and soybeans go down. If the stock market rallies, corn and soybeans rally. When we talk to our customers, there's tremendous pessimism out here. There is expecting to be shifts from corn to soybeans, less inputs. The market's extremely oversold. There's been tremendous wealth destruction, both in the commodity markets and the stock markets in the United States and around the world.
The question I keep coming back to is, who's going to go long in this marketplace?
Well, as I say, there's junk pricing here. What will probably happen is we are starting to see the wealthy countries, the people that have dollars, like China, taking advantage of distressed commodities or stocks and taking advantage of the situation. They aren't worried about a health care program. They're not worried about extra taxation right now. So they are starting to take advantage of market distortion, market destruction, and taking advantage of it. And to some extent, we see traders, you know, both at the Board of Trade and also in the New York Stock Exchange with that same conceptual idea. We are seeing crude oil rally as well.
So if Bassey is right, then I guess what we need to be looking at is, you know, does the equities market have another leg lower or not?
That's a good question. The general impression is that it is extremely cheap from historic standards. We understand that this has gone below all previous typical recessions as far as stock market dips are concerned. Not as bad as the 1929-30 type depression, but the markets, you know, the stock market's valuation somewhere between 40 and 60% lower, and that has gone below the previous 50% drops from past ones. So we are creating new weakness here, but as we all know, is there is some tremendous values in certain commodities as well as certain stocks.
Why are not farmers selling into the strengthening basis?
Well, I think that there is some of it going on. I think that's one reason why we had the bean market today. I mean, up 23 or 4 cents at one time. And we did see, obviously, some cash move with that. I think it's subtle in the way it's being moved into the marketplace. Some of the people are replacing and doing hedging strategies, for example. And one thing that I do recommend, and we don't talk about it, I don't think, enough on the radio, is how do we do, you know, the trading, and a lot of people are doing some scale-up selling, and they're also doing some scale-down buying, and instead of just pointing the gun at the board and doing it all at once, there is a lot of execution and expertise on how they're doing it.
Yesterday, you know, and for the last several sessions in the soybean market, we've been seeing bull spreading, but it hasn't really done that much for the nearby contracts, at least as far as I can tell.
Well, it has in the way that, the demand from China buying over 16 million tons of beans, that created a bull spreading sign yesterday. But what it also indicates is that what you're seeing is, you know, obviously more liquidation by hedge funds, both in the stock market and also the commodities. But the market is also focusing on open interest, indicating that the corn market and the wheat market's extremely short. The bean market 10 days to 2 weeks ago was extremely long, and now it's also oversold. So, the market's focusing on that. The market's also focusing on a lot more new crop soybean acres, and the market's also playing that card. So there's a lot of market tension in the marketplace based on the above indicators.
Will the Bears be able to push May futures in beans and corn to a test of the December lows before those contracts go off the board?
I think it depends on the attitude of the administration, and I really emphasize that. If they get off this kick of higher taxes, higher health care, doing things like the Kennedy and Clinton administration by lowering taxes, doing the things like the economists and the big money center people are indicating, it probably doesn't need to happen. If they do some jump-starting things like with ethanol, actually going into the marketplace, encouraging export, seeing the world economy stabilize, I think there is some opportunities there, Dave, but who knows what the administration does or will do.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Let's go ahead and take a quick look at some of the lead options. May wheat in Kansas City at 561, up 15 and 3 quarters. May wheat at the board, 522, up 20 and a quarter. May corn, 364 and a quarter, up 13 and 3 quarters. And May beans at 872 and 3 quarters, up 19 and a quarter. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.